Welcome back, listeners. In today's podcast, we'll be targeting the places that the refugees are fleeing to. We've got a reporter in Uganda who is working alongside UNHCR in the camp for Bidi Bidi, which is the largest camp refugee camp in the world, containing around 250,000 people. We have Micah, our reporter in Uganda, because it is a great place to reach multiple people from South Sudan. The refugees are not only going to Uganda, however. The surrounding countries of Ethiopia, Kenya, and Chad host the remainder of all refugees from South Sudan. There are obviously countries like the US and Canada that bring in some, but the numbers are not even close compared to the East African countries. So I'll turn it over to our main man of the hour, Micah. If you don't already know, he is currently situated in Uganda with a team we have there, and he'll give a brief account of the issue.
Wait, actually, stop. Thank you, Micah Schneider. So, I am Micah from Russia, and I am here currently in Bidi Bidi, the largest refugee camp in the world. I am here to give some of the details. To start, you may not have heard of this camp. This is because it was non-existent before August of 2016. There have been around 270,000 South Sudanese refugees. There are different zones within the camp. I would say there are five. The size of this camp is relative to Birmingham and covers 100 square miles. Currently, our team is stationed outside the camp in the nearby town of Yumbe. I am in connection with ARC's team, who are currently going from zone to zone, working on preventing violence and help with reception center. So they allow me to come and give a report. It is cool to see ARC make an impact through the camp. Most of volunteers in ARC are from Uganda and have created certain projects throughout the camp. The first is the unique one, which involves a dish library. Since many of the refugees come with nothing, this is a great idea to support many with available dish to eat with. Another program involves nighttime library delivery for pregnancies. Since there are so many babies being born, and a lot of them happen to be at night, the program has offered kits which include boots that navigate in the light in the night, reflective vests, extra scrubs, and the lights that are solar powered. The final program targets the children of the camp. Many of them are bored and desire something to do. So, ARC has set up soccer equipment by the support of St. Croix's Soccer Club, located back in Minnesota of the USA. So, there is a brief insight into the heart of the biggest refugee camp in the world. Thank you, this is Micah from Russia reporting in Uganda.
We now move our focus away from Uganda and into other parts of the world, which contain countries that are extending a helping hand to the South Sudanese refugees. For many, they try and stay in their own country. The journey takes too long for some to go across borders into countries like Uganda, Kenya, or Ethiopia. Even still, the travel is dangerous and treacherous, with no guarantee of safety. That is why many leave areas of fighting and move farther south. The number is close to 2 million people who are internally displaced. In Ethiopia, there are certain camps within the Gambela region and Ethiopia's Asosa. The numbers are just increasing every single year. Since 2012, influx of refugees keeps growing. Each month, the amount is roughly around 2,000. Since the numbers are increasing, Ethiopian officials are starting to turn away many refugees, which is hard because there are people who really need the help. In total, besides Uganda having the largest refugee camp in the world, they are hosting about 1 million South Sudanese refugees. Kenya has two major camps in Kakuma and Kalabai. Kakuma has four sections and Kalabai is comprised of three villages. We see the numbers between the two reach around 186,692 by the end of November of 2018. The last two countries refugees flee to are the Democratic Republic of Congo and Chad. We'll be focusing more on Chad. Many refugees have gone there to flee from their own violence and starvation, but things aren't turning out to be better for them. As a number close to 300,000 are seeking refuge, Chad is having problems of their own. These problems include poverty, climate change, and insecurity. Even the aid going to the country has had reduced, and the refugees are having to adjust to a new environment, which is going through its own problems. The numbers are becoming outrageous during the start of 2015. Close to 4 million people in South Sudan were facing starvation and food insecurity. The number last year just marked another 1.2 million people suffering. The IPC, or the Integrated Phase Classification, analyzes households based off of these criteria: livelihoods, food consumption, mortality, and malnutrition. Now that we have a background off, this, there are places in South Sudan facing stage 5 of the IPC. This is the most deadly phase. The summer of 2017 marked the year when most people suffered in the 3, 4 and 5 phases, nearly half of the population. The latest of the news is that in the late 2018, the percentage has reached 59% and the number is close to 6.1 million people who are facing phase 3 crisis, phase 4 emergency and phase 5 catastrophe. The numbers are always fluctuating. Since late last November, the numbers decreased to 4.4 million, but they are predicted to jump back up to 5.2 million, which is about 49% of the entire population. The newest numbers, coming in from 15th of January 2019, show the main countries of Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, each bringing in large amounts of refugees. It was interesting to see that Sudan was taking in refugees because of the conflict back in 2011 between Sudan and South Sudan. Sudan is bringing in about 850,000, Ethiopia brings in about 420,000. The DRC and Kenya are bringing each close to 100,000 each. Finally, Uganda brings in almost 800,000. To give an idea of how the amount of refugees and asylum seekers have grown in the beginning of 2015, there were roughly 600,000 in total. The next year, the amount of refugees grew 120,000. Since then, the numbers have skyrocketed, reaching numbers in the millions. And these numbers give a brief glimpse into just how many refugees are suffering. That is all for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Refugee Crisis with Micah Schneider.